with anything more exalted than taking pleasure in control, torture, murder, and dissection. Mengele loved it, smiling and chatting all the while. The chameleon was amazed. In tens of thousands of years, he couldn't remember having met a human being so similar to himself. Could Mengele be another one of whatever he was? When the time was right, he might find out by killing him. Meanwhile, he just enjoyed his company. Mengele appreciated the chameleon's skill in underwater autopsies, which others found unnerving. When they killed people by asphyxiation in the high-altitude simulation chamber, they put the corpses immediately underwater for dissection. An observer watched for telltale bubbles to see which parts of the body retained the most air. There was a lot in the brain. Most of Mengele's scientific records were destroyed as the Soviets advanced on Auschwitz in 1945. The high-altitude work survived, though, and eventually informed space research in both Russia and the United States. When the Soviet soldiers marched through the gates of Birkenau, the chameleon was one of thousands of starving Jews. His pal Mengele escaped because, out of vanity, he had opted out of the SS practice of having your blood type tattooed on your arm. The chameleon proceeded to track him down, keeping his Jewish identity and joining the Mossad under Issad Harel in the 1950s. He left the Israeli Secret Service after 10 years, with a few tidbits lifted from the Mengele file, and met him just off a riverbank near Enseada de Bertioga, Brazil, on 7 February 1979. He was a fit old man of 68, swimming. The chameleon changed back into his 1941 Nazi appearance when he waded out to say hello. The old murderer's eyes got very wide before his head vanished under the water. Mortal, after all. Chapter 19. Apia, Samoa, 2020. Everything else having failed to impress the artifact, the NASA folks appealed to their opposite numbers in the American military. For more than 50 years, there had been an international agreement forbidding weapons of mass destruction in orbit. That didn't mean you couldn't build them on the Earth, of course, and wait for the law to change. HESL, the high-energy spalling laser, was not technically a weapon of mass destruction, anyhow. It was designed to vaporize a small target, like a tank or a ballistic missile, or even a limo with the right person in it, from orbit. What kept it from being orbited, for the time being, was the powerful nuclear reactor that powered up its zap. The machine had been designed to just fit inside the new space shuttle's cargo bay, which meant it was way too large for the protective shell around the artifact. It took 6 weeks to disassemble it and rebuild a structure large enough to house the weapon. Inevitably, it caused some friction between Russ and Jan. Russ sometimes reacted to stress by eating. He got to number 7 a half hour before their noon meeting, and while brewing tea, orchestrated a huge sandwich. Ham and beef and salami slices alternating with goat and cheddar cheese, sliced pickle, and tomato and lettuce. They were out of pickled beet slices. He put them on the list. One slice of bread was slathered with mustard and mayonnaise, the other with peanut butter. He compressed the thing down to manageable proportions and sliced it in two diagonally.
"You're not going to eat all that by yourself, are you?"
Jan was watching from the door.
"I'm willing to share."
He put half of it on another plate and carried both to the table.
"Want tea?"
She poured two mugs and brought them over. She inspected the sandwich carefully and removed the pickle.
"We've modified the thing so the first shot will be a tenth of the normal minimum power."
She sliced a corner off the sandwich and nibbled on it.
"Peanut butter?"
"So that would be about 1,000 megajoules."
"More like 1.5 times that. We tried it out on a big block of stone down at the quarry."
"I'm surprised I didn't hear the explosion," he said around bites.
"Peanut butter's the healthiest part of the sandwich."
"The engineers took precautions. It was swaddled in a ton of some kind of protective cloth. I mean, it is a spalling laser."
"So it spalled impressively?"
She nodded.
"Blew it to flinders, then blew out a piece of the quarry wall behind it, 200 meters away.
"How long did it go?"
"Half a microsecond.